locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at msksports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, as it's going to be the second half of our high school hoop doubleheader this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. It's the guys' turn. ACCHS hosting Mar Hill Mount Academy. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch of the Air Court side. It is so good to have you with us on this early Tuesday evening. And again, I kid in a bit that the onset of the first game, 5 o'clock tip-off for the ladies. They were guessing about a 6:30 tip-off for the guys, so they're within 5 minutes. That's not too shabby. Public address announcer, Dwayne is introducing the starters. Let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for Mar Hill Mount Academy, the Ravens and their head coach, Brad Kunicki, and coming to the game tonight at 4-6. Coming to the game tonight at 5-4 and 7-6 overall. Ravens are going to be starting 6-foot senior Manasseh Miller and 5'8 senior Lanson Taylor. They go to Samuel Pyesh, a senior at 6'3, 6'1 junior Mark Harris, and 6'1 junior Sam Joyce. For ACCHS and head coach Troy Hoffman, the Tigers at 4-6 on the season, on the conference season at 5-9 overall. Starting this evening for the Tigers at home, it's going to be 6'1 junior Creighton Bowerly, 6'1 senior Kyrian Quarter, 6'2 junior Trenton Kimmy. We're going to have 6'3 junior Colton Myers, and Caleb Miller, he is a 6'1 senior. So, all good height for ACCHS. The ball goes up, tip is away, it'll be controlled down by the Ravens. We're underway in the guys' game. Back and in. Pyesh, twist, turn, shoots, miss. Rebound underneath the big man. Fouls it home. Sam Joyce for two. So Joyce puts the Ravens in front 2-0, and we are half a minute in. Pete is going to go over to the right. Brock for the Tigers, dumping it over to the edge. Driving in is going to be Kimmy. Shot is up. It's going to be blocked by Pyesh. Here comes Lansden. Taylor into the forecourt. And again, these Ravens, like the ladies who just got done playing, and they had a triple overtime game last night. The guys, they went regulation, but still back-to-back night. That's a tough call even when you are 18 years old. Here's the start into the lane. Kick back over to Joyce. He will drive over to the right side. Backs in. Dumps it out on top to Manasseh. Miller into the lane. Falling away. Puts it on up. It's got to rebound to the left. The Tigers are going to rebound it down. Colt Myers coming up with the basketball. Gets it away to Kieran Quarter. Quarter back to Myers around to the left side. Into the hands of Bowerly. Tigers with the basketball, trading it by two, a little over a minute into the game. They'll swing it over to the right edge. Trenton Kimmy has it there, back out on top to Caleb. Miller looks in, the Ravens go to the 2-3 zone. Here's a three launched and missing, and the rebound Atchison, MHMA, the driving layup won't go in for Lanson Taylor. So Taylor unable to capitalize on the fast break opportunity, but the Ravens are going to have it in to their offensive end. Mark Harris will bring it in play. Comes out on top. Back over to come to Taylor. Deep in the right edge. He'll start into the lane. Comes out on top to Peisch. He'll go left side. Manasseh for three. And a rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Kurian Quarter pulls it away and back up the floor with the to come ACCHS. We're about 2 minutes into the game, and it's a 2-0 Raven lead. Out on top of the ball, ACCHS. Here's Caleb Miller. Dumps it over to the right side of Trenton. Kimmy looks it down and off the block, and it's going to be reached in and stolen away. Coming up with the basketball is Mark Harris. He'll go left side, dish it right. It throws it right into the hands of the Tigers, Bowerly. ACCHS runs the other way. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Not a lot of scoring going on. Up and down the floor, a little bit. Points, not so much. And now a shot missed by the Tigers. And Peisch, another rebound. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Up over the basketball, MHMA and senior Manasseh Miller. We've got to get a shot up on the right side by Manasseh. It's up. It's good. Plus one. The foul on the Tigers, Bowerly. It'll be his first and the first foul by either team coming here at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Manasseh Miller steps to the line. Tigers are going to go to the bench and checking into the lineup is going to be 6'3" senior Ryan Keith. Miller looking it over. Free throw, no. Rebound Tigers. Cleared down by Bowerly. And here comes ACCHS. Quarter into the forecourt. It is a 4-0 lead at 5:20 to go in the first. Tigers have the ball up top side. It's going to be Caleb with it. Top of the key. Looks into the middle. No room there. Jumps it back over to the right to Quarter. Swings over to the left side. Bowerly. They'll go all the way down to the baseline left. Stopping at the left side of the lane. Kicking it outside. The Rainbow Three is off the rim with a high rebound. Pulled down by MHMA. And the outlet pass at the other end of the floor is going to escape. Get out of bounds. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here comes ACCHS. Each team has had a lot of opportunities. Only twice have they been capitalized on. Both of them belong to the Ravens. Manasseh Miller, Sam Joyce, each with two. 4-0, Ravens in front. MHMA in the 2-3 zone. So both teams mirroring each other with their zone. And now we're going to get a blocking foul on Joyce. Say what, when Sam Joyce gets in front of you and there's a little collision, you know something has happened. Sam will have his first foul. Sam is a big man out there. 6'1", probably going 245, 250, 55, something like that. Here's a feed to the outside. They try to go in the middle. There's no room there. They bring it back out on top. Now the Tigers will step right. Ball lost on the floor, and it's going to get away. Out of bounds off Caleb Miller. It'll come back in again to the Ravens. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to go. We're in the opening quarter. Skip Bass will come in, and Lanson Taylor coming up the floor. Now he's picked up on a double team. Tigers are pressing on the upcourt play. It comes up to the left side. Miller, feet to the middle. Manasseh, no. And as he comes down with Paul, we get contact and a foul for the Tigers. Well, it's going to be on Trenton Kimmy. It'll be his first. And for Atchison County, that'll be team foul two. We're going to get substitution by Coach Kunicki. Out of the game comes Sam Joyce. And checking in for the Ravens is going to be Carson Van Dyke. And we have a foul now off the ball by MHMA. It's going to be on Peisch. It will be his first foul. And team fouls now, three for the Tigers and two for Moore Hill Mount Academy. 3:55 to go in the opening quarter. Just a little over midway through. 4-0. Atchison County in front. So, or should Atchison County trailing MHMA. Tigers have not been able to get anything on the board. Now the pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Racing down the floor with it. Here comes the Ravens. Driving into the lane, going into traffic, a draw on the foul, and come to the line for two. Will be Langston Taylor. Taylor did a nice job there, just pushing the ball up the floor. The defender's trying to get in front of him, keeping him from the rim, and he kept everyone moving and backpedaling, and there would be a foul on Ryan Keith. The free throw, no. So Morehamon Academy is 0 for 2 as a team at the free throw line, and Colton Myers will come back into the Atchison County lineup. One more shot coming up here for the Ravens. That one is also no good. Tigers coming down with a rebound, trailing it 4 to nothing. Low-scoring game, quarter, down the floor. Dishes it over to the left side to Bowerly. Now they'll try to feed in the middle. It's on the floor. Pice will reach in and steal it away. Ravens back up court. There are lots more turnovers than points so far in this game. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. 4-0. It's like we're in the bottom of the fifth. 4-0 score. The ball held up topside. They'll go to Pice at the baseline left. He backs in. No room. Out on top, it comes to Van Dyke. Skip pass to Miller. And the Ravens are going to reset the offense inside 3 minutes to go. You hear the Tiger fans making some racket here at home. Van Dyke with the ball. Top side to Taylor. Lanston back over to Van Dyke. Into the corner it goes. No room. They'll dish it on top. Manassas goes to the left side of the lane. Gets tangled up. Travels with the basketball. That was great defense. Morehamon Academy did a good job of being patient, trying to get the shot they wanted. But ultimately, the Tigers win that little chess match as they forced the turnover, did not give up any points. We've got 2.5 to go in the opening quarter, but still, only 4-0. Tremendously low scoring. ACCHS and Kyrian Quarter up the floor. Bowerly dumps it over to the left side. Kimmy, now for the baseline. There's a three, and the Tigers are on the board off the hands of Kyrian Quarter. 4-3. It is a one-point Raven lead. Pice goes in, goes up, gets the bucket. He wanted the foul, did not get it. 6-3. Ravens in front. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter now here in Effingham, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League Boys High School Basketball. The ladies game in the books earlier. Won by ACCHS. There's a shot blocked by Pice. The rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Pice in, up, lays it up and in. It is 8-3. MHMA. Minute and a half left in the first quarter. Tigers work the perimeter, swing it around to the left side. It's going to be Quarter with a pass in the middle. It's going to be Silva. Here's Manassas Miller. Ravens coming up. They've got numbers. The dish will go over to the left side, into the lane. Off-balance shot is way off the mark. Lanson Taylor kind of threw up a bit of a prayer, and it was too hard off the backboard. Caromed out past the front lip of the rim, and Tigers back up the floor with it with a minute 10 to go in the first. Shot from the right side of the free throw line is off the mark, but a long rebound. Tigers are going to stay in control of the basketball. We've got a minute to play in the first. ACCHS left side. That's a long three, and that is air ball short. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds off the Ravens. And for MHMA, you're going to get Bowden Korbelik. And trying to see who is also. Oh, Sam's coming back in. Sam Joyce. So Korbelik is back, is in for the first time, and Joyce is back into the game. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Tigers with the basketball. They trail by 5. They look down to the baseline left. They'd love to get it over there to Keith, who's in the game, but you got nice job by Pice. Now there is Keith with it outside the lane. Out on top. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. The feed in the middle. Batted away. It's going to be safe for the Tigers. Out on front by Quarter. Quarter dishes it over to the left side. They've got Dalton Damon in the game now. And the outlet pass is going to be thrown away. It'll roll out near midcourt. And the Ravens are going to have it back in. 14, 13, 12 seconds and rolling along toward the end of the opening quarter. Ravens will have a shot and a final bucket of the quarter. Here's a feed to Joyce. Over to the right side. Pice goes up, gets fouled with 1.6 left. At the free throw line will be Samuel Pice. Samuel's got 2 points. At looking it over. The Ravens center free throw, hits the back, kicks away. One more shot coming up here with just over a second to play in the first quarter. Long look, second one, it is good. And that is the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back here in Effingham going to the second. For Hillmount Academy 9, ACCHS 3.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas. One quarter of the guys' game in the book. Good. Ravens leading it 9-3. For MHMA, Samuel Peisch has 5. Manasseh Miller has 2. And 2 for Sam Joyce. ACCHS. Only points of the game of the 3-point shot by Kieran Quarter. Alternate possession, Tiger basketball. We are underway in the second quarter. Atchison County going from left to right across your dial here in the first half. The Ravens are going to settle into the 2-3 zone. You've got Van Dyke and Taylor, topside with it for the Ravens. ACCHS, Caleb Miller swings it over to the right side of the quarter. Back around to the left, it's going to be Bowerly. Cross-court passes by Atchison County. They're trying to get that defense to swing and to flex and maybe open up a little bit of room for a perimeter shot. Here's a drive in the middle. Ball's going to be batted away. Raymond's coming down with it. Here comes MHMA. From out on top, thinking about three was Mark Harris. And he decides that was probably not a great plan. ACCHS has brought Wyatt Kramer into the game. Bounce pass to the right side. Ravens with the ball, and we're a minute into the second quarter. It is still a 9-3 game. Baseline 3. Rainbow shot. Halfway down. Kicks out. No good. Ravens unable to convert on the bucket by Taylor. And back the other way. Atchison County. The shot rejected. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. It is not going to be on Samuel. But, in fact, coming in from the back, it'll be on Mark Harris. Mark with his first foul of the game, and for the Tigers, it'll be team foul 3. Atchison County putting it into their offensive baseline. 6:49 to go in the first half. 9-3. Ravens in front. The ball being fought for right in front of the Raven bench and head coach Kunicki. Between the circles, Tigers with the ball. Dump it over to the left side. It's going to be Bowerly. Back over to the right. It comes a quarter. Having a hard time breaking inside that Raven zone. And that was a nice drive down the right side of the baseline. And Trenton Kimmy has his first points and the first points by either team in the second quarter. 9-5. Ravens with the ball and the 4-point lead. Here's the feed underneath. Heisch spins, turns, squares up, faces the bucket, and the ball misses. But it's kept out on top. Rebounding it back down, MHMA. Manasseh Miller, shot up, no. Raven rebound, followed up, yes. That bucket is good by Mark Harris. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. And Joseph, let's take a break, what do you say? 5:48 to go in the opening half in Effingham. Ravens 11, Tigers 5.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Going to have you back with us at 5:48 to play here in the opening half. ACCHF coming out of the timeout. Puts the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and across the timeline they come. They're going to set their offense up, and Ravens have shifted defenses again. Here's a baseline runner. Way too strong, but a nice offensive rebound results in a foul on the floor for the Ravens. So the Tigers coming in with a rebound, and the foul is going to be on Manasseh Miller. It'll be his first foul. 11-5, MHMA in front. Atchison County here at home. Little skip pass will go down to the baseline right. Kimmy has it. Tries to back in. Nothing there. He's got 2 points in the ballgame. The only second quarter points by ACCHS. Tigers have had a hard time getting anything on the board. Here's a three that has set Salem missing with an offensive rebound pulled down again by Atchison County. A long two. It's up and good. 2 point shot by Caleb Miller. And now the Tigers steal the inbound pass and then throw it away. 4:56 to go in the half. It's 11-7. Ravens with the lead with the basketball, and Vanson Taylor comes up, gets trapped up a little bit, gets it away to the right side. MHMA on offense. Now, we've got a little programming change to talk about. The shot is up from the outside, no good, and another Tiger rebound. It's going to be knocked away by Manasseh Miller, and out of bounds to the Ravens. Okay, tonight's game was a programming change. We moved it ahead. The ladies game at 5, and the guys game at about 6:30. Tomorrow night, we're going to shift Sports Look from Thursday, its originally scheduled slot, to tomorrow night after Brian Hagan and the Hair Radio 5 o'clock evening report. So Gus and I'll be bringing you Sports Look tomorrow night. Then Thursday, the Benedictine game that was scheduled for tomorrow, then we move back. Well, the Ravens are going to play Thursday night at home. So we will have Sports Look tomorrow night, Raven basketball Thursday, high school hoops with this MHMA team and JCN on Friday, and then Benedictine on the road Saturday. So there you go. 4:10 to go. About midpoint now of the second quarter. Ravens being very patient. They move the ball around with brisk passing around the perimeter. The Tigers in the 2-3 into the middle of the lane. Putting a shot up, wide to the left side. The rebound tipped out. Tigers control it down. Trenton Kimmy will ultimately control the loose basketball and gets it over to Kerryon Carter. Tigers into the forecourt. 3:45 and rolling along toward intermission. It is 11-7. Mar-Hill Mount Academy in front. The dish to the left side. Trenton Kimmy thought about the shot. Doesn't. Goes right. 15-footer is up and no good. Manasseh Miller coming up with the rebound, and here come the Ravens. Miller takes it across the timeline, works over to the right side. He's picked up on a double team, gets to the free throw line to Peisch. Trying to back in, dumps it over to the right side. Van Dyke head fakes his defender and has the ball stripped out of his hands and stolen by Colton Meyer. Tigers with the steal, coast to coast, driving shot, no, and a Raven foul. Two free throws coming up here. Official comes over to the scorer's table and gives us the word. It'll be Landon Taylor, having collected his first foul of the game. So for the Ravens, 5 team fouls, 1 each on each of the 5 starters. First free throw here is up and will not go in for Carter. ACCHS, by the way, has committed 4 fouls in the first half. Second free throw, in, out, nope. Price with the rebound, and his pass thrown away and stolen by the Tigers. Mar-Hill Mount Academy not being alert and aware of the location of the defenders, and the Tigers very opportunistic to steal that ball back with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Still, 11-7 Ravens. Atchison County way up high on the left wing. It's going to be quarter feet into the lane. The 10-foot shot off the glass and good for Caleb Miller. He's got 4. And it is a one-possession game, 11-9. 2:45 to play in the half. We get a Raven timeout. And Joseph, let's do it. We're taking a break. 2:44 to go in the first half. Mar-Hill Mount Academy 11, ACCHS 9.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Minutes and 44 seconds to go. Joseph, there's the sound I was talking about. I'm going to share that with you. 2:44 to go here in the opening half. Hope you're enjoying some high school hoops here this evening on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Burton Acheson. And Joseph, I'm going to send you something here. And you can hear what I'm hearing during the return from the transition. 2.5 to go in the first half. Around to the right side of the basketball. Ravens coming out of the timeout. They'll take it all the way over to the far side in front of the Tiger fans, and particularly in front of the student cheering section. And now as the pass goes into the block, we get a foul call. Whistle is going to be on Colton Myers. It will be his first foul of the game, and team fouls are all even at 5 apiece. Inbound, it comes Peisch. He'll put it up, miss it, get his own rebound, have it knocked out of his hands. Here comes Atchison County. Flying down court with it is going to be Trenton Kimmy. Off on top, squaring, uncontested three, wide right, follow shot, good, plus one! Well, back up by Colton Myers. A Raven foul, and the Tigers with an opportunity to take a lead. It is going to be the second foul of the evening for MHMA's Samuel Peisch. Coming to the line, Colton Myers. Well, that gym gets quiet. The free throw is up at his way. Short. Colton's going to get his own rebound, and that's going to be taken away from him by Lanston, who gets fouled flying up the floor. So Lanston Taylor is fouled by Trenton Kimmy, and it'll be Trenton's second foul of the game. Just over 2 minutes to go before halftime. Ravens are going to bring Carson Van Dyke back in, and they will take Peisch out of the game. So for MHMA, they will become much shorter. They're going to lose a bit of height here. They get the ball in play. Ravens have it into the forecourt. The feed to the lane. Back over comes to Miller. Manasa from 14. No. Rebound. Joyce packs up. And he is undercut. Are they going to call Sam for going over the top? Or are they going to call the undercut against Atchison County? The official coming over looking really hard. And it is going to be a foul on Colt Myers. To the chagrin of Tiger fans in the gymnasium here tonight, Colton will have committed his second foul this evening, and quickly he'll be removed from the game and returning to the lineup for Coach Hoffman will come Wyatt Kramer. Minute 52 to go in the first half. We are even at 11. Free throw, up and in. And Sam Joyce with his third point tonight. For MHMA, that is their third point of the second quarter. We're over 6 minutes in. That free throw is also good. It is 13-11, Ravens. We're down to a minute 45 to play here in the first half. Tigers again looking into the middle of the Raven 2-3 zone. We've got Joyce playing it at the 5. Van Dyke and Taylor will play the 1-2. The corners by Miller and Harris. Minute 25 to go. Again, Atchison County being very patient, doing a good job working the ball. They'll jump it over to the left side. Into the corner is going to be Keith. Ryan brings it back off on top. Over to Bowerly. Back it comes on the left side to Keith. Again, they're trying to get that zone to flex from one side to another, hoping that they're able to pass the ball more quickly than the defense could get there. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up, no good. And nobody grabs the ball. They just kind of punch it out on top of the Tigers. They're going to rescue it. 1 minute to go in the half. 13-11. Lead for MHMA. This is a typical classic Raven Tiger get together. They've been in this game, not this game, but this game for decades. And now, ACCHS will turn it over. They're going to say, the ball handler palmed over the basketball, getting his hand too far beneath. It'll come in again to the Ravens. 40, 39, 38 seconds to go in the half. 13-11. Long Hill Mount Academy. In front, they have never trailed in the game. It was tied at 0. It was tied again at 11. But the Tigers have never been able to stand in front. Here's a feed to the left side. Van Dyke, space fine 3. Nope. Rebound, Ravens, and then they throw it away. DeBorn pulled down by Harris as he threw the ball into the middle. He thought he had a teammate there, but he was not. And back up with it will come the Tigers. Looking for a lead, going into the locker room. 4 seconds, 3. 2 seconds, 1. An NBA shot, a desperation shot, an air ball. It's halftime. A wild first half and a closely contested, albeit low-scoring game. We'll be back to summarize for you the opening half. We go to the locker room. It is Markham Mount Academy 13, ACCHS 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
We return to Effingham, Kansas, where it's halftime of the guys' game, and it is a close one. It is low scoring. It is, but it is a 13-11. Ravens in front. A recap of the first half scoring for you. Four, ACCHS, pace it away. Caleb Miller, he's the high scorer with four. Kieran Quarter has three and two apiece. Trenton Kimmy and Colton Myers. Four, MHMA, Samuel Peisch. 5 points, all of which came in the opening quarter. Samuel did not score in the second. 4 points for Sam Joyce and two each for Manasseh Miller and Mark Harris. You can see for the Ravens, the points coming from in the middle for the Tigers. More points coming from the perimeter. That said, it's been a great first half. We're looking forward to bringing this second half to you live. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll return with the second half, but right now with the intermission score. We're here on Academy 13, ACCHS 11. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He is in the Care Radio Sports Studio, poised to bring you another fantastic halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Marhill Mount Academy on the road in Effingham, Kansas, being hosted by ACCHS. We'll be back to the game in just a couple of minutes. Looking at the Care Country sports calendar, we have Benedictine basketball that has been moved from Wednesday to Thursday due to the anticipated bad weather. So, Sports Look will be airing Wednesday immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Sports Look is when Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene, and the coaches' shows will be at 4 o'clock on Thursday, before we have Benedictine basketball on Thursday night. Benedictine will be playing Central Methodist, playing host to Central Methodist, with the women taking to the court at 5:30. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Friday night brings us back to Marhill Mount Academy, as we've got Marhill Mount Academy playing host to JCN. The scheduled time for the girls' game is 6 o'clock. The scheduled time for the boys' game is 8 p.m. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine College Ravens basketball action, as we've got the Ravens on the road at Mount Mercy. High noon is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals in some girls' games. It was Frankfort over Blue Valley 54-24. Onega beat Wetmore 44-37. The JCN girls beat McClouth 46-38. Donovan West topped Axtell 58-25. Taking a look at the halftime scores in a couple of the boys' games, we've got JCN at 30 points, McClouth 15. And in this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at 13, ACCHS at 11. In the KU Jayhawks Iowa State Cyclones game, it's KU 30, Iowa State 24. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Overcast tonight with mixed precipitation likely, changing to all snow. Lows dip down to about 14. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Highs around 20 tomorrow. Snow likely. Chance of snow tomorrow night, 6 above. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the fans. Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
As we welcome you back to the ACC HS Gymnasium, many thanks go to Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. He's the guy who guided the ship, navigated you through the halftime labyrinth and bring you back out the other side as we go to the second half of the tonight's game. It is a 13-11 lead for the visitors from MHMA. They put the ball in play, put up a quick shot. It does not go in. And back up with it will come ACCHS. I am sure a lead topic for both of these coaches in the locker rooms at halftime was, guys, got to put some points in for it, you know? Here's a little falling away shot. It won't go in. Tigers are going to slap it out on top, rebounding it back down. They still trail by two, half a minute into the third quarter. It is 13-11. Remarkably low scoring. Here's a three-point shot, air ball shot, rebound, slapped away. And the board brought back out on top. Tigers are going to control it once again. Here's another Tiger three, way off the mark. Rebound tipped out, pulled back down by Atchison County, and then they're going to throw it away. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. We got a Tiger player coming to his feet. The official's coming up and checking him. They're making sure that he is okay. And he says, yeah, I'm fine. Here comes MHMA. Full court pressure for the Tigers all the way up the floor. We're going to get fouls called because the Tigers had three defenders. We're like a convoy surrounding Lanes and Taylor up the floor. The foul is going to be whistled against Grayson Bowerly. It'll be his second of the game. First foul of the second half by either team. MHMA with the ball into the lane. The driving shot is going to be up and good. Lanson Taylor will have his first point tonight. And it's 15-11. 6:50 to go in the third. Ravens with the basketball. Ravens with the lead. Tigers with the basketball. ACCHS over to the left side. 6'1 senior Caleb Miller. Now they'll feed into the middle. The dish down to the baseline. The ball's going to be slapped away. Great defensive play by Mark Harris. And as the Ravens come up the floor, bodies hit the hardwood, and we have a foul call. Special's going to come over, and it will be Trenton Kimmy. And that will be Trenton's third foul tonight. It'll be Tiger team foul two of the second half. MHMA coming to the line, and Lanson Taylor is 0 for 2 at the line tonight. He's a much better shooter than that, but that one will not go in either. He is 0 for 3. He has 2 points. That bucket he hit just moments ago here in the third quarter. Tigers are going to run Ryan Keith into the game. And they're going to take Trenton Kimmy with those three fouls. They're going to take him out. One more shot coming up here for Lanson. It is airborne off the rim, twice, no good. Raven, rebound, the feet underneath. Joyce comes out on top. Miller, Manasseh, shot for three, no. Rebound, Joyce, back, power move, falling away. Scores it, Sam Joyce. It is now 17-11 and 6-11 to go in the third. Ravens have pushed back to, again, a six-point lead. The ball stripped away for an instant, but the Tigers able to recover. It gets it over to Caleb Miller, down to the baseline, left to... Tigers will have it batted away. Manasseh coming up with the basketball again. He'll bring it up the floor, bumped a couple of times, keeps the dribble alive, works around to the left side. Miller will dish it over to the right edge now. Raymond's down to the baseline, three-point shot, air ball, way off the mark. Heisch putting a little too much stuff on that shot. Here come the Tigers, back up the floor with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Off the left block, the shot goes up. Sam Joyce calling for a foul here. For Sam, it will be foul number two. For Oriole Mount Academy, it'll be foul number one in the second half, and it's going to put ACCHS on the free throw line. Colton Myers coming up there. Colton, a 6'3" junior, whose free throw goes all the way around and kicks back out the front side. No good. He's got one more shot coming up. He is 0 for 2 at the line. Atchison County is 0 for 4 at the free throw line. The Ravens are 3 of 8 at the free throw line. This free throw rolls around and it'll fall in. So it's now 17-12 Ravens. And we've got 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Sam Joyce, comes out on top to Miller. Manasseh with the basketball all the way out to the center circle. Little left-hand dribble. Gets it back over to the edge. Van Dyke has it there. Out on top to Lanson. Taylor over to Miller. He'll cut into the lane. Pulls up. 14-footer. No. Rebound. Knocked away and out of bounds. But a tremendously athletic play by Lanson Taylor. He jumped in the air. Slaps it out of bounds off a Tiger player. And Peisch comes back in for the Ravens. Samuel will take the inbound. And MHMA will bring it back out on top. Van Dyke can reset the offense. Inside 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Taylor has it left side. Comes it back around to the right. The feed to the right side of the free throw line. Now down to the baseline. The three from there is going to be up and in. That's something we've seen very little of. And in fact, that is the first three for Morehamon Academy in this game. 20-12. And as the ball comes into the forecourt, the Tigers will take a timeout. Joseph, what do you think? So should we. 4:37 to go. We're in the third quarter in Effingham, Kansas. It's now Morehamon Mount Academy 20, ACCHS 12.
All the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
.437 to go in the third quarter, and Morehamon Academy has had a strong third quarter showing. They have outscored ACCHS 7-1 since intermission. Going to have you back with us, Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here. One of our officials having a long heart-to-heart conversation with Tiger Kieran Quarter. I don't know if Quarter has a complaint or if the officials just explained to him what are the finer points, but nonetheless, they have concluded that discussion and we're back underway. Turnaround shot up and good for a quick three of the Tigers. First bucket of the game by Grant Bowerly. And they're back to within five. It is 20-15. And we get another foul on the upcourt play. And it's going to be on Ryan Keith, his second. It'll be team foul three of the second half by Atchison County. MHMA has the ball stripped away, and coming up with it is going to be Caleb Miller. Here comes Atchison County. ACCHS battling tough here in front of the home crowd. 4 minutes to go, so we're midpoint of the third quarter. Ravens leading it by only five at 20-15, and it continues to be what I consider an extraordinarily low-scoring ball game. Fewer than 10 points a quarter for either of these teams. Here's a drive into the lane, weaving in. The backup layup, no good. Rebound, Peisch. Up with it, Miller. Ravens back on offense with 3:40 to go. Miller dumps it over to the right side. That's Van Dyke. Tigers in a 2-3 zone that is just flexing as a unit all the way from one side to the other as the ball is swung from left to right. Van Dyke skips it down low. Just outside the block. Now the feed in the middle of Peisch. Tries to get it to Miller and throws it away. Samuel Peisch thought that somehow he was going to be able to thread that needle and get the ball to Manasseh Miller, who was down at the baseline, but that was going to be a difficult, difficult task, and he was not able to complete that. Tigers are going to bring Quarter out of the game, and back in comes Trenton Kidney with those three fouls. 3 minutes to go in the third. still 20-15. Top side of the basketball, Atchison County. Starts right, swings it left. It's going to be Bowerly. The feed to the free throw line goes right through the hands, and the Tigers will turn it back over. 2:45 to play. Miller comes over to the right, the skip to the right side of the free throw line, the dish back over to the left edge. Driving at the baseline, Lanston shot. No, but he's fouled at the baseline. And wait a minute. Is it going the other way? Hold on, let's see what those officials going to come over and tell us here. Now, Joyce is complaining, so you know it's going to be against him. Samuel Joyce will have his third foul tonight. Sam will quickly be taken out of the game by Raven head coach Kunicki. Mark Harris is back in. You got Harris and Pyshe up there. You got Van Dyke and Taylor and Miller. Those are the Raven five. The pass over to the baseline right. The baseline three from deep in the corner is up and no good. For the Tigers with a long rebound, and they're going to keep the offense out. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Drop it a shoulder. The shot goes up. Nope. Offensive rebound goes up. Nope. Count the bucket and Pyshe with a foul. Samuel will have his third foul of the game and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Colton Myers. Colton is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Back into the game for Atchison County is going to come Wyatt Kramer. ACCHS hanging tough, battling hard, back to within three, and a free throw that can take it to two. It is on its way. It is short. And the rebound, Ravens are going to secure it. When Austin Miller comes up with the basketball, and here comes MHMA. On the left side is Van Dyke, scoots it over to the left side of the lane. Cross-court pass thrown away. And now it's going to be batted loose. It's rolling around on the floor, and it's going to be Tiger basketball. We're going to see the Ravens now go to the bench and bring in 6'2" junior Jonquin Nkwaba. So Jonquin comes in, and he will take out Samuel Pyshe. MHMA will lose a little height in this, perhaps an inch or so. Here's a feed into the lane. The turnaround shot rolls around and good. Colton Myers. And it's now 20-19. And we've got 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Baseline three. No. Rebounded back down in Guava. 17-footer for the Ravens. Way short. Rebound. Miller on the floor. It's going to be peeled away by the Tigers. Caleb Miller strips the ball clean. And at 1:15 to go in the third, Tigers up court with a chance at the lead. And we've got an offensive foul call. The whistle is going to be blown on the Tigers. Colton Myers, it will be his third foul. So for Atchison County, Trenton Kimmy, Colton Myers with 3 apiece. For Morehamite Academy, Samuel Pyshe and Sam Joyce with 3 fouls each. And MHMA takes the ball down the floor. Nkwaba will turn and shoot. It won't go in. Tiger rebound. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. This game is closed, and it's coming right down to the bottom. You know it. This thing could be decided with the final possession of the fourth quarter. We're in the last minute of the third. Atchison County's cross-court pass stolen away by Manasseh. Gets it over to Lanston. Taylor in, up, scores it. Lanston Taylor has scored. It's 22-19. 40 seconds to go in the third. And the Ravens back up by 3. Kieran Quarter has it. Goes down to the baseline. Kramer back out on top to Caleb Miller. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Quarter with it again. Tigers just looking for a good shot, easy shot. We're going to get the 2-3 zone. They'd like to tie this thing up, or at least make it a one-point game going to the fourth. 9 seconds. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. 5 seconds, and the ball's thrown away. Cross-court pass off the mark. Frustration shown by Coach Hoffman is his team had done a great job of running that possession and then making a crucial error late. Ball comes in with 3 seconds. A half-court shot. Not there. We go to the fourth quarter in Effingham. Should be a fantastic fourth. The score, Morehamite Academy 22, ACCHS 19.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We're going to the fourth quarter of an exciting boys high school basketball game here on CARE Radio. It is a 22-19 lead for Moorhill Mount Academy on the road here this evening. MHMA is being led by Sam Joyce. And by the way, only the starters for the Ravens have scored. Sam Joyce with 6. Mark Harris has 5. Samuel Pyche has 5. Lanson Taylor has 4. And Manasseh Miller has 2. For ACCHS, only the starters have scored. Colt Myers has 7. Caleb Miller, 4. 3 apiece for Creighton Bowerly, Kyrian Quarter, and 2 for Trenton Kimmy. The ball comes in. The Tigers can't score. The Ravens bringing it up the court. Joyce will take it up topside. The big guy's playing between the circles, and Manasseh Miller right behind him says, okay, just hand it for me for a minute. Sam, you go down to the side of the lane. 7.5 to play. Still 22-19. A remarkably low-scoring game. Baseline fall-away shot, Pyche, no. Rebound, Tigers. ACCHS, beautiful skip pass down to the baseline, and it's going to get away and out of bounds. They had done a lovely job of setting up the fast break and transition, but the skip pass across the lane gets away. Now we're going to see some full-court pressure for the Tigers. Miller will bring it up the floor. Look away pass underneath. Joyce, power move too strong. He expected to have been fouled, and now the ball down at the baseline is going to be a jump ball. And walking away with his hands in the air, Sam Joyce says, okay, but I didn't foul the guy. Into the lineup for Atchison County will come Ryan Keith. And again, Ryan has not scored. No one but starters have scored. Inbound, up and in. Samuel Pyche, he's got 7. 24-19. It is a 5-point Raven lead. Shot from the top for 3. Won't go. Pyche with the rebound. And back up with it will come Moorhill Mount Academy. 6:47 to go. Ravens take the ball over to the right wing. Tigers settling in again in that zone defense. The 2-3 zone. Miller and Carson Van Dyke playing a little catch with it on top. Now they'll feed into the lane. Pyche turns, spins, shoots, can't get it. Rebound Tigers. Trenton Kimmy clears it down. Now he will bring it up the floor himself. Dumps it over to the right side to Bowerly. Comes out between the circles of Caleb Miller. Tigers with the basketball. Trenton Kimmy a half a dozen with 6 to go. Now the pass in the middle is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Batted by Harris. And the Raven outlet pass thrown away. Back into the lineup for Atchison County. Again comes Kyrian Quarter. 6:08 to go here tonight. Moorhill Mount Academy coming into the game at 5-4 in the conference. 7-6 overall. Atchison County is 4-6 in the conference. 5-9 overall. They're trying to defend the home court here. 13-footer for the Tigers? No. Rebound tipped out on the floor, and we're going to have a foul on Lanson. Lanson Taylor will collect his second foul of the evening, and team fouls are even at 4 each with 5:50 to play in the game. ACCHS will take Ryan Keith right back out, and again, the starting five is in the game for both of these clubs. Tigers put it in at their offensive baseline. Skip pass over to the right side. Bowerly for 3. Halfway down, and it spins out. Sam Joyce with the rebound. Here come the Ravens. 5.5 minutes to go. Little hook pass over to the right side in front of the MHMA bench. It's going to be cleared down by Taylor. He feeds it to the free throw line. Back over it comes to Taylor. Little head fake accelerates down the side of the baseline. No, and the rebound tipped out. Going to be saved by Joyce. Sam will turn and shoot, can't get it. Reuben Peisch got fouled. Sam Julius wanted to put that ball out on top, but the defense wasn't going to allow it. He had no choice. He had to turn and put up a very difficult shot that did not go in. But on the subsequent rebound, the fourth foul of the game on Colton Myers is called. So Colton will stay in the game with 5:18 to go, but he's in trouble with four. Ravens bring it in. Manasseh Miller to Taylor. Lansden in the middle of Peisch. He hooks around with his free arm, and there's a foul. You cannot do that. You see it all the time. You don't always see it get called, but that was a clear violation. And now Samuel Peisch has four fouls. They've got the board a little long. They added one more to Colton Myers. So Colton's got four. Peisch has four. We're at 5 minutes to play. Still a half a dozen point lead for Moore Hill Mount Academy. They're in front 25-19. And again, no, this is not like a first quarter score, even a halftime score. This is in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot at the baseline. The bucket is up. It's good. And Peisch has just fouled out of the game. They're going to call that on Harris. Oh, there's a break for the Ravens right there. Harris will be called for his second foul. So the bucket is good for Trenton Kimmy, his fourth point. A couple of fouls now on Harris. The free throw here rolls good. A three-point play for Trenton. It is 25-22. With 4:47 to go. Underneath, Joyce misses the uncontested layup. Rebounding back down, Atchison County. 25-22. Here's a three for the tie. No, Joyce with another board. .427 to go. Ravens with the ball, way out on the edge. Driving in, Manasseh. Shot and scored. Manasseh Miller has scored. 27-22. And we have 4:10 left. And still a lot of time. Tigers for three. Drains it. Perfect shot. Kieran Gorder, who had not scored since the first. He knocked down three. And Coach Hoffman taking a timeout. Joseph, if you'd be so kind. We got a great, great finish coming up here with 4:03 left in the fourth quarter. It is Moore Hill Mount Academy 27. Atchison County Community High School 25.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As we return, Ravens put the ball in play, and we get inside 4 minutes to go in the game. It is a 27-25, the Moore Hill Mount Academy lead here tonight. Continues to be extremely low scoring. And the beauty of that is every point's value is just magnified. Lansden Taylor dishes across. They go into the corner. Manasseh for three. It is short. Lansden comes up with the rebound. The 5'8" guard comes down with a big board, of the Ravens are going to keep it alive. 3:20 to play. Taylor starts in, comes back on the right side. Carson Van Dyke lost the handle for a moment, but is able to recover it. Moore Hill Mount Academy is going to reset its offense. Here's Manasseh Miller. Starts left. Gets tripped, goes to the floor. He got fouled, and that will be Tiger team foul six. That's going to be the first foul of the evening by Caleb Miller. And for the last time tonight, the ball's going to be put in play. Each team has committed six fouls, so everybody's going to go into the bonus. Inbound it comes, and the Ravens took advantage of a little nap by the Tigers. They did not see that inbound play. Eight for Joyce, and it's now 29-25 Ravens. Back over to the left side. ACCHS, beautiful move. Into the middle of the shot. Rolls off the rim. Won't go down. Here comes Murray Hill Mount Academy with 2:40 to play. Now they lead by four. Here's a baseline three. Rebound tipped out. Going to be rescued by Mark Harris. And the Ravens will bring it back off on top. And we get a timeout? Yes. Murray Hill Mount Academy taking a timeout. And Joseph, I think we should as well. We're down at just inside 2.5 minutes to go in this boys' high school game. The score, Morgan Mount Academy 29, Atchison County 25.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
It's 29 seconds to go in this one, and it's a 29-25 Raven lead here at ACCHS. And this game, a long, long way from being over. One of the great rivalries, one of the long-standing rivalries in the area, probably across the state of Kansas. And these two teams getting together here this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. Driving down to the right side, Manasseh Miller, big hop, shot up, won't roll in, gets his own rebound, a couple of head fakes later, goes up, and will can it, Manasseh Miller. That is his sixth point of the evening, and it's 31-25, and we got 2:10 to go. The feed to the right side of the free throw line, backing into the lane where there's no room, the pass comes out on top, a little look away over to the right side for Bowerly, his three, nope, Tiger rebound, starting to the left, kicking to the top of the key. Nearly a travel, but no whistle blown, and a minute 50 to go. Tigers with the basketball, down by six. It's a two-possession game, and the baseline layup is up and good. Colton Myers out there battling tough. He's got nine. 31-27, and a minute 40 to go. Plenty of time. Tigers work it over to the left edge. Harris down into the corner. Van Dyke has it there and brings it back out to Harris. Harris will accelerate, goes to the edge of the lane, kicks it into the right corner to Lanson Taylor, who will dribble it back off on top. You've got Coach Hoffman over here trying to get his team to come out defensively. Tigers need to make a stop. Here's a three. Air ball short. Rebound, Atchison County. I cannot imagine that was a call that the Coach Kunicki wanted. And now we're going to have the ball lost out of bounds, and it is going to be Tiger basketball. 7 minutes to go. Still a 31-27 lead for Morgan Hill Mount Academy, but the Tigers with the ball. Terrific, good only by four. Comes in at their offensive baseline. To the left side. Uncontested three. Got it. It is a 1-point game, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Kerrion quarters third, three of the night. We're taking a break with 59 seconds to go. It is ACCHS trailing Morgan Hill Mount Academy 31-30.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
We are just under a minute to play in tonight's guys game, and it's 31-30. Morgan Hill Mount Academy lead here at ACCHS. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Kautzer here. 59.3 seconds left, to be precise. Ravens are going to have it into the backcourt. Tigers are going to go to some full court pressure. And the Ravens throw it away on the inbound. the skip pass from Harris to Taylor. He just missed him. And it comes back to the Tigers. No time off the clock, still 59.3. ACCHS with the ball at their offensive baseline, and they're down by one. They will be able to work for the shot they want. Plenty of time, plenty of timeouts if they need them. Tigers up top side. It's going to be quarter. He's standing literally in center circle. They come over to the right. Now feed to the block. Spinning, twisting, turning. The shot is up, and there's going to be a foul. No, there's going to be a double trouble. And the Tigers turn it back over. ACCHS head coach Troy Hoffman telling his team how much pressure on the way up the court on the inbound. Going to come into Lanson Taylor. Lanson in a little trouble. Gets it into the forecourt. Manasseh Miller will handle it there. 30 seconds to go. Miller gets fouled on top. It'll be the second by Caleb Miller. But that will put the Ravens on the free throw line for the one and one. However, it's not a bad foul. Trailing by one, the best Manasseh Miller can do is put Morehamon Academy ahead by three, and that's still within a possession. 29.1 to go. Here's Miller for the one and one. He is 0-for-1 at the line tonight. This one off the rim, not even close. Rebound, Tiger. 31-30. 23 seconds left. Over to the right side. Bunny Hawk. Shot is good. Tigers lead. Colton Myers at 11. And it's 32-31. This is the first lead of the night for ACCHS. We're taking a break with the Ravens. They're looking for the final play. 14 seconds to go. It's Atchison County 32, MHMA 31.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Well, they always say the only time you need to lead in a game is when the time runs out, and the Tigers are taking full advantage of that old saying. 14 seconds left in the game. They lead 32-31, and again, that bucket gave them their first lead tonight. Ravens are going to be putting it in play. Here comes MHMA. What have they drawn up? On the right side, Peisch. He'll feed it across. Slapped out of bounds. 7 seconds to go. Do you think they wanted Samuel to lay it up inside? Didn't work. Now it's going to be put in play for the Ravens by Mark Harris. Brings it out on top. Lanson, 6 seconds. Lanson goes to the right side. Van Dyke with three. The feed down low to Peisch with one. Goes up. Game's over. The Tigers win it. MHMA does not get a shot away. The final score tonight as the crowd rushes the sidelines. Atchison County, 32. Morehamon Academy, 31. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Evingham, Kansas, where tonight ACCHS came from behind, took their only lead of the ball game with 14 seconds left, and wins it 32-31 over Marshall Mount Academy. For the Ravens, leading scorer tonight, Sam Joyce with 8-7. For Samuel Peisch, a half a dozen for Manasseh Miller. Mark Harris had 5, and Lanson Taylor had 4. For ACCHS, your Bank of Atchison player of the game was Colton Myers. Not only did he lead him in scoring with 11, but he hit the bucket with 14 seconds left to give his team their only lead this evening. Kieran Quarter had 9. It was 5 tonight for Trenton Kimmy. Caleb Miller with 4. Creighton Bamberly with 3. Neither team had anyone score other than a starter. And Morehill Mount Academy, who had led by as many as 8 in the third quarter, was outscored in the fourth 13-9. Couple of great games here tonight. Opening game, ACCHS ladies with the win. Second game, ACCHS guys with a thrilling W. Tomorrow night, Sports Hook on Care Radio. Thursday night, Benedictine Hoops. That's it. I want to thank you for having joined us. Till we greet you tomorrow for Joseph. He's our man in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always. Tom Counts here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.